North of America. Die Band kommt aus Kanada, aus Halifax genauer gesagt, und ist ein Quartett, bestehend aus Michael, Schlagzeug und Gitarre, dann Jay an der Gitarre, Mark ebenfalls Schlagzeug, Gitarre und dann ein anderer Mark am Bass, der gestern allerdings nicht gespielt hat, denn da hat irgendwie keine Zeit und kein Geld mitzukommen, der musste irgendwie arbeiten und wurde von Jim ersetzt, der früher bei der Band der Fahrer war. Und ja, erste Frage an die drei Songwriter, also an Michael, Jay und Mark, die alle drei für das Repertoire von North America verantwortlich sind. Warum die Band sich eigentlich nicht mehr bemüht, kommerziell erfolgreich zu sein und ob es nicht diese Idee gibt, auf den Bandwagon von Emocore aufzuspringen.
If you try to do that, you're just as likely to fail making a living at it, so you might as well just do what you want to do and whatever happens, happens. And right now, for us, we're not really in a position to make a decision to try to make it our living. We have too many interests outside of the band, I think. Mm-hmm. And so for us, it's more like a vacation a couple times a year to go on tour.
It's still fun, and it's like, you know, we like making records, and we like coming to Europe. Like he was just saying, a lottery. We were just talking about the other day how this is just such a, like, freak accident that we got to come and that Ravica put our record out in the first place. Like, it just happened that they happened to hear one of our records through a friend of ours who was just over in Europe, and they called us one night while we were at practice and just said, you know, we'd like to put your records out, and we live in Germany, and you have to come tour Europe, so.
Ja, die Platten von North America kommen bei Revika Records raus, einem Label aus Wiesbaden, erstaunlicherweise. Und ja, Frage eigentlich, warum sie kein kanadisches Label haben. Da gibt es zum Beispiel ein Label wie sondern Teenage USA Recordings, die vom Bandraster her relativ ähnlich sind, was von dem, was North America machen. Und ja, Frage, warum sie halt kein kanadisches Label haben.
We're kind of in the position right now where in Canada we could do as good a job putting out our own records. Like, we're well known enough and we know enough people, besides the fact that we live 5 minutes away from our distributor, so that we wouldn't really need, if we were going to put out records just in Canada, which is all Teenage USA would do, like, we would just do it ourselves. But right now we're interested in finding a label in the States that can help us with distribution there, because no matter who puts out our records in the US, chances are they're going to use the same distributor that we would use in Canada, who is based out of Halifax anyway, so.
Also in Kanada können sie das irgendwie noch selbst auf die Reihe kriegen, kennen auch einen Vertrieb und machen das alles so aus der eigenen Hand. Suchen allerdings einen Vertrieb oder ein Label in Amerika und hatten da eigentlich auch einen an der Hand für das neue Album. Das ist Dancefloor Numerology heißt das. Allerdings hat das irgendwie alles nicht geklappt und sind weiterhin auf der Suche mehr oder weniger für ein Label in den Staaten. Wie sieht es eigentlich aus mit Amerika? Sind sie da schon viel am Touren gewesen?
We haven't really toured the US that much. We stick to Canada. Like, Canada is where we live, and I would say that the majority of our audience is in Canada. Definitely.
Okay.
Maybe Germany now. We do really well here. I mean, for North of America, in a financial sense, the best two places in the world for us to play shows are Canada and Germany. So.
Also Amerika ist nicht so das Gelbe vom Ei, was Touren angeht, sondern ja, Deutschland sei gar nicht verkehrt. Auch gestern das knusste Erfolg gewesen und Kanada natürlich immer ein Heimspiel, mehr oder weniger. Vorhin haben Sie schon genannt, dass Sie eigentlich gar keine Lust haben, so oft viel auf Tour zu gehen, sondern auch Ihre eigenen Interessen haben und fragen natürlich, was machen Sie dann, wenn Sie nicht gerade musizieren?
I run a recording studio, so I spend a lot of time doing that. I guess most of my interests still center around music, but... Yeah.
What kind of stuff do you record there?
Mostly punk rock.
Okay.
Yeah, all kinds of
stuff. Any well-known bands, or...?
Probably no one that you've ever heard of, I wouldn't say. It's mostly local bands in the area where we live.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, it's not... I don't know. Like, I plan on going back to school sooner or later, and, I don't know, I'd like to travel with my girlfriend a bit and stuff like that, so... it just depends if I have a choice to do anything, I think it's make records and tour. I mean, I can't think of anything I'd rather do. But, you know, at the same time, we're sort of getting a little older and, you know, at some point I feel like there are you know, responsibilities outside the band that need to be taken care of, like eating and clothing and things like that.
I play in another band that called The Plan that tours in Canada and puts out records and has a record coming out on Ravica in the new year. And I work at a university as a I work as a tutor I help kids read and write and stuff, and
okay.
learn to. I do a lot of work with English as a second language students, and just helping them to write papers and stuff like that. So
okay.
I really, really like that a lot. It's a lot of mm-hmm. it's really good work, and I really enjoy it. So, but I wouldn't say that I would rather do that than play music by any stretch of the imagination. So, but again, I mean, there comes a point. I don't know if this happens in Germany, but we're in the city where we live. There are all these sort of older rock guys who have been in bands for as long, like who were playing in bands when I was first starting to go to shows, like when I was like 13 or 14, first went to like see local bands play. Like it was their bands who'd be playing, and then now they're still kind of slugging away at it, and they're all like in their mid 30s and stuff. And I just think that that's not really what I want to do. Like be like 35 years old and still working a shitty job at a record store and like trying to like make it. And so
mm-hmm.
and it's an easy trap to fall into, I think.
It definitely
so
is. Mm-hmm.
So we're all pretty wary of that and about like letting it get away from us, like keeping ourselves sort of centered and focused on like what we really want to do and what's really important. And I mean, if that's all you want to do is play music and you're totally happy doing that, then there's no shame at all in, you know, being 35 and working in a record store. But I think that that's not the choice that I would make.
Here come North America mit Revolt on Revolution.
Keep doing it, then you have to almost make that conscious decision, like, okay, let's fucking do it, you know, let's like be at the drive-in, or let's sell that many records and get huge. And I don't see that happening with this band.
You have to make a conscious effort to like want to get signed to a big label, and I think we would have to make significant changes to our band and our music to do that.
There's so much involved with that.
We have to hire like a stylist.
Yeah.
Take our clothes out.
No.
I don't get big afros.
To get makeup, you know, pyrotechnics.
I mean, obviously some bands don't have to do stuff like that, and we're just joking around. Like, obviously we don't have to do that or whatever, but I think that there is definitely like, if you want to get like that, you have to make a decision and like, okay, all I want to do is be in this band and think all the time. Like, I just want to be in this band. I want to be huge. And well, not even huge. Just like, I want to make this my living.
Yeah.
Then, like, that has to be your focus all the time. And
you have to decide that I want to tour more than anything else. Yeah. And then you say to yourself, like, I'm going to make the sacrifices you have to make if you want to tour 6 months, 8 months of the year, which, you know, at the drive-in and like Johnny and bands like that do, Mile Marker. They
Braid,
just,
like,
Braid, they just,
guys tour, like,
yeah, Braid toured for
of the year.
2 years basically straight with like a couple months off. And,
yeah.
And I don't think anybody in this band is willing to make that kind of commitment.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I mean, I, like, even me personally, like, my other band probably tours as much as this band does. And I just came back, in the last, like, 6 months, I've probably been on tour for at least four of them. And it's pretty rough. Like, it stops being fun after a while.
So viel also nochmal zur Frage, warum North America eigentlich gar keine Lust haben, sich den Arsch aufzureißen und berühmt zu werden.
If you do the songwriting, all three of you are songwriters, mm-hmm. I guess. How does it work? Because everybody has its own idea, and then you work it out together.
It used to be that someone would write a song and bring it to the band, and we just kind of put it together as a band, but it would be mostly that person's idea, and they would sing the song. But now it's turned into more of a band effort, I think. We kind of work out parts together and spend a lot more time as a band working on song structure and all the little parts.
Oh, that's Mike's song, or that's Mark's song, or whatever. It's more like a... that still happens, and obviously people are still going to say stuff like that just because a particular person is singing, but it's definitely more like a band effort.
Also, die Songs auf ihrem neuen Album sind alle mehr oder weniger in einem Band-Kontext entstanden, im Gegensatz zu früher, wo es dann doch immer mehr oder weniger die Einzelpersonen waren, die die Songs geschrieben haben. Wir haben jetzt was von der allerersten Platte hier, von ihrem... ja, Album Elements of an Incomplete Map, das Stück Cities and Plants, sie kommen North America. America mit dem Stück Cities and Plants, noch sehr Pavement-lastig damals auf jeden Fall, und ihr neues Album, ihr fehltest, ist es Dance for Numerology, ist musikalisch doch anders ausgefallen, weniger Melodien, sondern mehr Cut-Ups und sehr viel aggressiver das Ganze. Warum?
We made a conscious decision to write songs that were more fun to play live. And we found that having spent about 3 or 4 months touring for our previous record, that after that many shows, which is probably between 40 and 60 shows, I think, that we weren't really enjoying the old songs very much. We're starting to get sick of it. And so we decided that for our new record, we would really concentrate on writing songs that were fun to play.
We used to get this pavement tag all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, pavement, pavement, pavement. So, like, we've gradually, like, I think you can actually follow it from record to record, like, lost that. And I don't know if we made a conscious effort, like, okay, we don't want to sound like pavement anymore or whatever, but we definitely don't.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, anyone that says that, it's just, well, whatever. They can say what they want, but I just don't see it anymore.
Yeah, that's right.
But yeah, but I think that now the people will say, oh, they sound a little bit like Fugazi.
Yeah, well, they definitely say that, or Shellac, mm-hmm. or whatever. But that's fine. I mean, we could definitely be compared to worse bands than Fugazi
right.
and Shellac. Like, oh my God.
And for us, I think it was really important to make, like, I don't want to, I hate talking about our band like it's like all these things are monumental steps or whatever, but, like, for us, I think it was a really good experience for us to make that break and to make this record just with these really aggressive songs that don't sound anything like music that we've really done before, just to sort of, I guess, lay fresh ground for us to build on, so that we can, like, okay, we've done this, and now we can do anything we want. Like, that's the way I feel. Like, if we do make another record, I think that, you know, we could do anything, and I don't think anyone would be surprised by it anymore.
Yeah, I think there's expectations, even just within the band.
Yeah,
like,
from us.
Yeah, like, not so much from people outside the band, but I think there's definite, like, and the idea that we were trying to make a really loud, really aggressive record, and when we went to make these songs, I think a lot of the time it was really businesslike, and it was really like, all right, how can we make this as effective as possible, and how can we make this song as good and strip away everything that doesn't need to be there? Like, there's like a song like Fuck Repeating on that record has basically two parts on it, and it took a while, it was a struggle to get that song to come together, because it involved some people saying there should be more, and then other people saying there should be less, and eventually
that's where the title came from.
Yeah, like,
actually.
Yeah, just like, and eventually it boiled down to it being just this one, you know, basically the same bass line for like 3 minutes, and I think that, you know, that one worked out really well. It's one of my favorite songs on the record because of it, and that was the same process happened for a lot of songs. People, like, would have like this jumble of ideas, and in the past what we would do is just try and mash all of them together and mash all these crazy things together.
Have like 7 or 8 parts in a song.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and this time it was like, well, let's take away everything that doesn't need to be there and make what is there as interesting and as intense as possible.
Ja, North of America hatten also keine Lust mehr, immer als Pavement-Vergleich herhalten zu müssen, und haben aber jetzt kein Problem, mit Fugazi oder Shellac verglichen zu werden. Es gibt ja auch schlechtere Bands, ne? Und ja, so ein bisschen auch der Versuch, sich frei zu machen, und nach dem Motto, jetzt können sie im Prinzip machen, was sie wollen. Die Leute werden nicht mehr überrascht sein.